Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. We're back. Happy New Year. It's 2023, and it's the Brad and Body Podcast. I put out a little pod the other day to say poor old Uncle Body was struggling, but he's back. Hello, Bottomed.
Hello. Yes, I struggled up the stairs so that we could make this recording. I'm still on one leg. Had a few personal issues for the last couple of months, but don't really want to go into in great detail. Just a blood clot, and ended up also with a knee reconstruction. So been a bit sidelined, watching a lot of basketball. So
let me just cut in here and say, me for one, was quite worried about you. I did ring you a lot, you know that, and I'm so glad you're okay. It's so nice. I've missed you. No one's ever said that to you in your life. I know it's quite unusual to hear it, but I've missed you. I've missed doing our pod. But you know what? Health, family, everything is first. And I'm so glad that we are here to be able to say, welcome back to the Brad and Body Podcast. So great to have you, mate.
Thank you. And this is going to be just a quick fill-in podcast. Though,
that's it.
We want to really go through who's going to win the awards
before
we get stuck back in later in the week with interviews, etc., and get back to normal. But we thought we'd better sort of bring everyone up to date. And so let's talk about the three nominees for the MVP, who are obviously Bryce Cotton from the Perth Wildcats, Xavier Cooks from the Sydney Kings, and Mitch Creek from the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Who's your tip out of those three and why?
Well, this might shock you, Body, but I'm going for the Sydney Kings. No, I'm joking. Yeah, look. Xavier Cooks. And I'm going to say why, right? Bryce Cotton, you could argue that he is the most valuable player for a team, right? You take Bryce Cotton out of that team, Perth would probably be nowhere near where they are. I get that, right? So he to me is a little bit like a LeBron in the NBA. I don't want to put that in there, but you know what I mean? Like just that. So that Xavier Cooks, unbelievable. Mitch Creek carried Phoenix. They're better with him, no question on the court, at all, and they're better with him on the court. But I cannot go against Xavier Cooks. They are the best team in the league. They are the best. He is the best player in the best team of the league. Yep. Had a triple-double the last time he played. Shouldn't have fouled out, but that's a separate issue. And I think he has been the standout all year long. I cannot go against him. You, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I like Xavier Cooks. I've got nothing against him. But if we're down the end of the game and he's shooting free throws for your life, actually, let me ask that question. Out of those three, who would you want to be shooting free throws if your life was hanging on it?
Oh, Bryce Cotton, actually, I prefer he shoot a three.
Yeah, there you go. Like, Bryce Cotton is probably your pick.
Yep.
Which sort of says, as you said, he's the LeBron of our competition. And you know what we do with LeBron? We take him for granted.
Yes. Good call.
And we take Bryce for granted. So, I mean, if he was to win his fourth MVP, then, I would start having the conversation about best import of all time. Mm-hmm. But I think Xavier Cooks, look, just his ability to get past people and just like, especially when he's got a little bit of a run-up, you know, he's got the ball outside the three-point line, he's coming with a full head of steam. He's unguardable in that situation. Mm-hmm. He's been spectacular and really enjoyed him. But I've really enjoyed Mitch Creek too. And I've watched Mitch's entire career and I think it would be a fantastic achievement for him to win the MVP. But based on the people that are voting on it and what they've said across commentary, et cetera, I think Mr. X is going to be taking
all right. Well, let me ask you this then. Lindsay Gay's Coach of the Year. Is it Chase Buford? Is it Adam Ford? Is it Modi Meyer?
Look, I'm not a fan of Chase Buford because I'm not a fan of his sideline antics, okay? I don't like the way he carries on. I think he just puts on too much of a show. Mm-hmm. That said, I'm not judging him on his sideline work. I'm judging him on the fact that last year he had Jalen Adams, he had Jarrell Martin, he had Ian Clark. Now, the three imports we've got this year for the Sydney Kings, as good as they are, Justin Simon and Suarez they're not the other three, right?
Yep.
So they've basically gone from a championship team with three, maybe the best three imports any team's ever had.
Fair call, remembering. We all grew up in that era where there was two, so I know what you're saying there. So,
So, given that they're gone and they've been replaced by more sort of role-playing imports, let's put it that way, and for them to have them by far the most outstanding team in the league. It's not them in daylight, because when Cairns and New Zealand are up and about with their full teams, I like them. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a believer that it's Sydney in daylight, but mm-hmm. I am a believer that he's done a fantastic job with that group. What mm-hmm. he's getting out of Cooks, obviously, we've already discussed. You got Dijan Vasiljevic, who's just been fantastic. You know, he's Sean Bruce. He's got a lot out of anger.
So you're going.
I'm saying I really like
Chase.
I like the case for Chase.
Oh, there it is. Case for Chase, mate.
After the 2 years of what the New Zealand Breakers have put up with as a group, as a club, for what Modi Mayor has done in the wake of Dan Shamir's departure, mm-hmm. I know it's a revamped, reshaped team. There's only a couple of players from the past there. Mm-hmm. But the way they respond to him, and the way they play when they've got their full side on the floor, and they, you know, not just sort of replacing somebody injured with someone else just coming back, but when they've got their full side on the floor, I think that he's done an outstanding job. And again, go to number three, Adam Ford, what he's done with Keanu Pinder. Let's try Keanu Pinder. I've been watching too much television.
Jeez, I was going to say, mate, are you watching Speed? Jesus.
I'm on Speed. Anyway, what he's done with Pinder and you know, the group he's got there, I really like the group he's got. I like the fact that he settled into the lineup that he wanted to use early. It took John really quite some time at Perth to find the lineup that he was really going to go with, whereas Adam was there pretty quickly. Mm. I like all three. Any one of those three could win it. I would have nothing to say against anyone.
All right. Well, mate, if you're going to go through every player that's been awarded like that, we're going to be here for a month and a half.
You know
that one where it's like one word, one anecdote. We say to me. All right.
An anecdote, by the way. Man. An anecdote is what I've been taking.
It's you're a dope. And a dope. Yeah, no. Mate, I'm going Modi Mayhem. Modi had, to me, has just been unbelievable. Love what he's done. The fact what he's had to deal with, everything. No question. Love it.
Okay, let's move on. What's next?
Most improved. Sean McDonald, Tasmania. Keanu Pinder, Cairns. Will McDowell-White, New Zealand. Who you got?
Oh, I love William McDowell-White. I absolutely love him. He's one of my favourites.
How good's he been in the last few weeks? He's just been good.
If I just had to pick a five of my favourites, he'd be at the point guard spot. Bull Kowal would be at number two. It would be a very different looking team to what the All-Stars are going to be. But you know, Pinder's gone up another level. He's gone from being a guy that was lucky to get a contract after Adelaide because it was so poor here to really strong contributor to one of the stars of our league. I don't think you can go past that.
Great idea. Great point. I do love what you're saying, but I will not go against Keanu Pinder. That guy was in MVP talk for me.
That's what I just said.
No, I know. I'm saying the same thing.
Pay attention.
Man, I don't drink coffee at this time of the afternoon, mate. Can you imagine me on coffee? Jeez. No, I do have to say I cannot go against Keanu. I'm with you as well, but I have been loving what William McDowell. And a small shout out to Sean McDonald. He deserves that. Good on him. All right, best six man, Barry Brown Jr., Rashad Kelly, Tyler Johnson.
Barry Brown Jr.
Yep. No doubt. That game that he played the other night too in New Zealand when they played Illawarra, down the stretch, I was calling that game. Wow, he just took over. Now, I love this new name, the Damian Martin Trophy for the Best Defensive Player of the Year. And the nominees are very, very spoken about here. Antonius Cleveland, Adelaide. Shaylee Melbourne, Derek Pardy, New Zealand. I've got to say, I am a massive fan of Shaylee, but I don't understand how he can be there for the amount of games that he's played.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So I'm also a big fan of his, and if United aren't in the playoffs, it'll be largely because he's of his.
100%. 100%,
yeah. Derek Pardy, I like what he's brought to the Breakers. But for mine, Antonius Cleveland, when I see an import, dive on a loose ball or scrap on the floor. That's a guy who actually really cares about his team and about success. So,
out of those three, I'm with you. Same thing.
Yeah, I think it's Cleveland. I think
Justin Simon's very hard under by. Yes, I agree. Yep. Now, this is an interesting one. I'd love to get your opinion as well. Next Gen Award presented by to the NBL. Now, this has replaced the Rookie of the Year, right?
Which
Well, who you got?
Because I think we should have both. If you want to do this, see, look, this is so that you can maybe maybe give an import or you know, a young import pat on the back, or you know, a Sam Frolic, etc. I like the award, but I don't like it replacing Rookie of the Year, because Sam Wardenberg from
Lock.
Yeah, he was a
Well, lock. Ironically, he is one of the three nominated for this, Luke Travers and Sam Frolic. Do I even have to ask, is there anyone but Sam Frolic going to win this award?
No, I don't think Luke Travers has been anywhere near consistent.
Correct. That's what I agree. But one would argue, how can you give it to a team, Illawarra, that's won, what, three, four games or whatever they've won for the year? How can you give it there? But I think he's been consistent enough. He's been good enough, and he deserves it.
Yep. Okay. No argument.
Mate, that's the awards, right? Now, obviously, we've got All-Star
that's
5.
It. Wait, hang on. Haven't they got best jacket on a commentator? Because I saw you wearing that blue jacket with the pinstripes on it the other day. I thought, oh, wow. He looks like he's ready to go play golf. It's a direct copy of Chase Buford's jacket. I'm thinking, oh, my God, come
Mate,
on.
I'm telling you, a shout-out to the men's club. I love the men's club. I've been buying clothes from them from Mark for years, and I love it, mate. So he's a little legend, but I am loving that gear. I'm going to throw one right at you out of the cuff. Who's your all-star first team? Now, that's going to be hard. Now, people, we do talk, Boddy and I, before we started, and we talked a long time before this pod. We talked for a minute and a half before we started this one. So this one was a long.
Was it that long? Okay. You've got to go to the three that are up for the MVP. So that puts Bryce Cotton in the team, puts Mitch Creek in the team, puts Xavier Cooks in the team.
Yep, agreed.
I think Keanu Pinder has had a good enough season to be in that group.
Okay.
That's four?
Yep.
Jeez, fifth one's harder. Who's your five?
I'll tell you, Bryce Cotton, Mitch Creek, yep. Xavier Cooks, Keanu Pinder. Now, I believe, and I know this is hard, I think Derek Walton Jr. has done enough to be in there based on a point guard of a team that is sitting at top of the ladder. My argument would be is, talk me out of it, and please do, who should replace him?
Yeah, well, if I'm looking at Cairns, and you know, Shannon's got not at this particular time. Bennett, obviously not. Yep. We're going down to Brisbane. Nope.
Well, let me throw some names at you, because
Tyler Harvey.
Yeah, not enough in my opinion. Had some fantastic games. So guys that I thought of in this role, I'm thinking Barry Brown Jr. Maybe Rashad Tucker, great second half of the year from Melbourne. Shannon Scott, love what he's doing. Right.
Rajon Tucker.
Sorry. Yes. Can I say though as well, I did find it hard to leave DJ Hogg out of that first team. Man, I love him, but I just couldn't fit him out of Xavier and Keanu. I couldn't replace one of them with him. Right.
I'd have to go with somebody from New Zealand, and in that case, I'd go with Barry Brown. I'd go with Barry Brown in my
Brantley?
Five. Brantley, I'd have in the second five.
Okay. Yeah. So you'd go with Barry Brown in the first team?
Yes.
Yeah, fair call.
I mean, if he's going to win an award, if he's a lay down Mazzia to win this six-man award, then you know, he's been pretty.
Yeah, well, I'll run through, and I'm not going to put you on the spot because I had to do this as part of commentary and all of that. So I had Bryce, Derek, Mitch, Xavier Keanu. My second team was Barry Brown Jr., Tucker, Shannon Scott, DJ Hogg, and Derek Pardon as the centre.
Yep.
And then my third team was McCall, Brantley, Trey Kell. I liked him. For Southeast Melbourne, I think he's done enough. Franks, I thought we did, you know, like he did all right for Adelaide this year. And the last one was Big Sauce Williams.
Yeah, third team. So you take Franks over Cleveland, even though again we've got Cleveland possibly winning.
Well, we were asked for three outside, two inside.
All right, okay.
Right, so I've gone with Trey Kell on the outside instead of Cleveland in what you're saying. But again, hard because defensive player and everything, and that's the beauty of this league, isn't it? You can argue all of them; they're all fair enough.
How come they haven't got referee of the year? You know, those guys standing there looking up at the camera, going, "Coaches, challenges." Unsuccessful. Yeah, we got it right.
I do find I love it when Vaughan stands up because he doesn't blink. You know, right. I love it. God bless him.
What are we on? Camera one, camera two. Where should I be looking?
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to throw a quirky one at you.
Yeah.
Have you got the best game of the season? I'm going to throw it while you're thinking. Southeast Melbourne versus the Kings when Mitch had 46 and Derek Walton had 45. Man, that was a ripper of a game.
And it went to overtime as well, didn't it?
Yeah. Love that. Yeah.
That's a standout. Dunk of the year is still happened very early in the season where Isaac Humphries saw Xavier Cooks.
I called that game. That was unbelievable. Xavier Cooks' dunk. But I'll tell you, there's two others, like his other dunk over. Was that Sotto? Kai Sotto?
Yeah. Yep.
And who did the was it Justin Simon on Mitch Creek last week? That was pretty cool as well.
Yeah, there's been some good ones.
There's been some good ones. I'm going to touch very briefly. I think that's it on the NBL. I want to touch a bit on WNBL. So WNBL, some interesting, you know, like, I mean, it's been one of my most favourite seasons to watch.
You're in Sydney.
Yes.
What's gone down with Shane Hill as coach of the Flames?
I'm going to tell you now, no one knows anything. I have never seen something so locked down. It's something, I don't know what it is. No one knows. Obviously someone knows, but no one knows. And all we know is he's not playing. Sharla's not playing, but now she's signed with Townsville. And there's history there. And obviously with Shannon Seabomb, and she was great. So look, as someone who knows the Hill family played with Shane, a mate of mine and stuff, I'm so happy for Sharla to play. You know, it's like I'm glad she's playing. Like, you know, she's too good not to be.
She gives Townsville a real chance now.
Brilliant. It's Flyers, Boomers and Fire.
It's Southside to lose.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, basically, I like what Chris Lucas has done with Melbourne, the revamped
team. How good's that been? You got to give him, mate, he could be coach of the year, seriously, to take over. I mean, we had him on at the beginning of the year and I loved him, but to take over from a championship winning coach that's been there for so long and then to get them, you know, like the same losses at the moment, if I'm not mistaken, as what the Flyers, mate, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I've got to say, shout out to Kayla George. After the Tokyo Olympics, I thought she was finished as an international player. Not only did she play fantastic at the World Cup for the Opals, but she's in serious contention for the MVP of the WNBL.
Yeah.
In the, you know, what you might call, well, she should be in the twilight of her career. Mm. I was wrong. She has been fantastic.
Can you say that again for me?
No.
Yeah.
You heard me the first time. Yeah. I'm happy to look. I'm happy to pop up when I get it wrong.
Can we just put that in again? What was it? I was wrong. God.
She has done a fabulous
can
job.
Can I mention your niece, Sarah? Holy crap! That 40-point game. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with Southside. You see, they're just filled with talent, and it just needs somebody to go off on any given night, and they're going to be very hard to stop.
Totally.
But I mean, you know. Tactically, I think you can outsmart them, but they've just got such an abundance of talent coming at you that, as I said, they're the team. The title's theirs to lose.
To lose, yeah. I think it's great.
Okay. Well, and now, finally, NBL, just back to the NBL. Before we also mentioned that Kayla's back in the WNBA and Steph Talbot's back in the WNBA.
Yes, which is great.
A quick one, your tip for the championship. And listeners, get ready, because this could be anyone. Brad. Could be going for anyone. Brad, tell us, who you think will win the championship?
The Melbourne. No, I'm saying what you're saying. It is the Sydney Kings to lose.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Now, can they lose? Oh yeah, they can do that. Do I think Cairns can beat them? Hell yeah, Cairns match up against them really well. New Zealand.
Even without Pinder.
That's the one, right? Yeah. That's the one. And without him, that really, really hurts them, right? Yeah. So Cairns could. Do I think New Zealand can beat them? Yes. I don't think anyone can beat them over a 5-game series. That's my point, right? And okay. I just don't see it, because I think they're really good. But I'm saying that, no injuries, normal stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. All so, things being.
What about you?
Well, I don't think, like I said earlier in the program, I don't think it's Sydney and daylight. I think it's Sydney and New Zealand. I think they're very much in the mix, very capable. I also wouldn't be surprised if Southeast Melbourne, if they're playing well and they're rolling, you know, and Ryan Brokoff's there.
Good.
I think that could be a little bit of a dark horse. Tasmania have been a bit too up and down for my liking, and that's probably the case of the others that might make it into the playoffs, Perth or whatever. They're a little bit too erratic. But, yeah, it's Sydney's to lose, but I do see New Zealand. I'd love to see New Zealand win it after all the way, you know,
No question. It'd be a great story, you know, like it was like Tasmania last year, you know, like it's a great story. And look, I'd also like, as the kicker, and then we'll get going, all right? I'd also like to say, as the kicker, there is a team that will make that run. There always is. Tasmania last year, that team that just, it just fires, right? It just fires. But the last point I'd love to make, actually, well done the NBL for the play-in. Brilliant. Brilliant. This play-in has just added so much to the season. I've loved it.
But seriously, just again, I agree with you. But I don't know why it's just not part of the playoff system. Okay, the five plays six. Like you know, you have this. It's the top six.
Yeah.
You know, we have to follow the NBA and have a play-in.
Well, I agree, but I disagree because I don't think there should be a proper playoff system for six teams when there's 10 playing. Right. Yeah. I think that's too middle. I do love the one-off game. You know, you got fifth, good on you. You get home court advantage, that type of thing. You know what I mean? One game, let's go. And then when that wins, one game, let's go. I love it.
Yeah. And for those people that are saying, like, well, does this mean Perth makes the playoffs? Does the play-in count as the playoffs? Of course it does.
Absolutely it does.
Championship. So, yeah, absolutely. All right.
On behalf of the basketball community, Botty, we welcome you back, buddy.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back. Yeah,
to our listeners, thank you so much. Don't forget, good old Burger Boss. Oh, God, I love it. Piranha Media, thank you so much. Boddy, awesome to have you back, mate. To everyone, please, log in next week. Listen up. We're going to be back. We've got some great guests coming up. We really do. And we've been having people knocking on our doors. Where the hell are you? We're ready to go. So to everyone, have a fantastic week. And we'll see you next time. See ya, buddy.
See ya. You stopped the recording?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we need a little player. Where have you gone? Well, again, what happened?
Sorry, I stuffed up there. Hang on.